Get it started about
the market. Let me tell you the way you were drawn.
Get it started.
Well, elected or socialist. The Italians are always a very difficult problem. They're angry on the need to service. And you're, as you know, sitting on top of a whole collection of parties and interests and the rest. And I consider the your major job, John, basically, is not only, I think the Italians like America, and that's all well and good. You'll contribute to that enormously. But I think it's very important for you to stay very close to all those damn political parties and cold turkey them on the situation. And look, that in the event that Italy turns in other directions, Italy is its great economic potential, its ties to the West, its ties to America are seriously jeopardized. They just, that's what has to be, don't you agree?
Yeah, actually now, we've broken this opening to the left, and this is the first government that leads.
I'm hoping to the right, I know, but whether he succeeds, it's going to depend on him. Give him all the support you can, all the support.
I don't want to go to great Mr. President, of course, for whatever other reasons.
Yeah.
But when I'm over, when all day, remember, when I'm in Romania, and Poland, U.S., and you, if you want to stop this, and I said, well, I didn't mind you. He said, well,
sure.
Of course you can stop this. If you want right over, if that's what you want me to stop, I will. And just one of those damn strokes about you said, you know, that damn election's coming up and so forth. I got into one room with Grand Mountains, Norwich. He wasn't there, but I told him I was going to do it. And I told him I had a chat with you about this. And I had Andreotti in that room, Mariano Ruvoor, three or four other Christian Democratic deputies, together with a half a dozen industrialists and a couple of other friends of mine in that room. And in essence, I just took my hat off. I said, look, I'm not the member of the President's cabinet. I'm not the Secretary of Transportation. But I'm an American, fiercely proud to be an American, but also quite proud of his ancestry. And I hate like hell to continue to have to talk about the Roman civilization, about the Renaissance. I'd like to talk about the tremendous job that Italy is doing
today
in economy, but then in both and in
culture
and so forth. And so I can say, look what Italy's doing today, in both its government as well as its industry and its economy. And both Andreotti, who I knew at that time, so this is a year ago last November, I had no idea he was going to be the Prime Minister, but just one of those strokes of luck that I happened to invite him as one of the people to the dinner who worked for that dinner show with us. And as luck has it, of course, he's the Prime Minister. He's a hell of a guy, stable, no charismatic guy, but you don't need that. I think this is what probably Italy needs now. You have to understand, Mr. President, though, that you hit the nail right in the head. That damn thing could go for the Congress of the Christian Democrats. Is either late May, it may be postponed to June now. There's practically no question in my mind that he'll last at least until the Congress and probably substantially after that. On the other hand, he could fall the week after he gets back from here. Now, I mean, that's how tender that stands.
The week after he gets back from here, probably not, but that means they give him a shot in the arm. But still,
they'll build him up like hell.
Yeah, well, this is the thing that we've got to do. I mean, I think this may carry us through the